This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Talk Orioles, Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner. In a couple of minutes, stick around for that. Nate Davis, USA Today. USA Today is gonna have some NFL lunch with us as his record predictions are out annual. And he's always, he always thinks outside the box a little bit. So he'll explain that rationale. But right now, before we get to the sports topics, let's count some dough, buy or sell.
All right, Bob, the Dow is down $2.44. The S&P's up $7.82. NASDAQ is up $56.69. DraftKings up 58 cents to $47.49. Under Armour's down 60 cents to $4.96.
Yeah. Getting started in the NFL today. Preseason finally over. Almost time for real football. But if we're going to grade the Ravens' performance over the past month, what would we land on? Well, Tyler Sullivan, he's done just that. Not just for the Ravens, but for every team. And his assessment for Baltimore was a B+. Even without starter contributions, the team looked sharp in all three of their games. Tyler Loop cemented himself as the starting kicker. And expected impact rookies, Malachi Starks and Mike Green, both looked the part as well. In terms of a negative, Sullivan has Cooper Rush listed here, and the uncertain status health-wise of Isaiah Likely. Vinny, are you buying or selling that B-plus grade for Baltimore?
I was thinking more, you know, like an A. You know, I guess with a Likely injury, okay, but, you know, he's going to be back within a couple weeks. And Cooper Rush, the last preseason game, thought he looked pretty good. So I'm not buying that B-plus, Nolan. I thought it was better. I thought it was dominating, really. I mean, defense gave up one touchdown. One, and it was the Indianapolis was late.
Go over to baseball here. The Red Sox spent a pretty good chunk of change on Walker Buehler this past offseason, but hasn't really panned out for him, at least the way they thought it would. He's actually maintained pretty decent health, which was probably the biggest red flag coming into the year.
Yeah, he's a multiple Tommy John guy.
He's out there, just not pitching well. ERA over 5 on the year, which is why Alex Cora made the decision to move him to the bullpen over the weekend. His first appearance out of the pen, 2 runs in 2 1/3 against the Yankees. Now, what makes this interesting moving forward is his contract. He signed for this year, but it also came with a mutual option for 2026. And what that means is both sides have to agree on a return, or else Boston will pay him $3 million in a buyout. The price tag, if he does return on the option, increases to $25 million. Buy or sell, Bob, there's nothing Buehler can do out of the pen to make himself worth that much money next year.
I'm buying it 100%. And, you know, he could help them down the stretch. Remember when the Dodgers had all those injuries last year, he pitched the clincher in the World Series against the Yankees. But big stud coming out of Vanderbilt. I was all about him back when the Orioles were entertaining, maybe training Manny in 17. I think they were linked to the Dodgers. But he would have been like the dude you wanted. Got Kramer, who's been more reliable than Walker Buehler. Maybe not as dominant when it comes to the high-end stuff. But Walker Buehler, let's see. I'm not a mathematician. 25 mil, 3 mil, 25.
Yeah. He's making 21 this year.
So. I think that ship has sailed there.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the interest the Orioles potentially wanting him at the 2017 deadline. Wasn't Dustin May in that conversation too? And now they're both teammates in Boston.
And both with Tommy John. Yeah. I think Buehler had it when he was at Vanderbilt, if I'm not mistaken. Let's Unfortunate, see. But it is what it is.
We'll go back to the NFL here. The Giants, well, they I guess they had a quarterback dilemma to sort out, but that's been taken care of. Their busy offseason saw them land Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston in free agency before drafting Jackson Dart. Tommy DeVito was still around, but he's already been waived, so pretty much tells you this is the three that they're rolling with. But some are scratching their head because, well, what do you need both a Russell Wilson and a Jameis Winston for? They kind of serve the same purpose, and on top of that, Jackson Dart actually looked pretty good in the preseason, so he should be ready to start at some point this year. Earlier this week, when asked about a potential Jameis Winston trade or moving on from him, their assistant GM Brandon Brown said, look, you know, we appreciate the interest, but Winston, he's a Giant. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Buy or sell, Vinny. Winston should have been the one getting released, not Tommy, or well, I guess just as you traded, keep Tommy DeVito.
I know they gave Jameis Winston a 2-year deal, so that may have played into it some. Now, from reading all the articles and stuff, it sounds like Dart, Winston, and Cutlets were real tight, you know, and Russell's kind of like his, you know, own guy. I'll buy it. You know, I think cap-wise it might have saved him some money. And Jameis is an interception waiting to happen when he's in there anyhow.
He did Tommy Cutlet's agent back to work again. Remember him? Looked like straight out of a mob movie.
Oh, yeah. And ironically enough, you got the Giants and Patriots preseason finale. Didn't Cutlets throw 3 touchdown passes?
Yeah, he had a hell of a day. Hell of a day. Well, if somebody doesn't pick him up, he'll probably end up back on the Giants practice squad.
Let's see. We'll close with this for today. The Mets and Phillies played game one of a 3-game set last night. New York dominated, came out on top 13-3, which means their record against Philadelphia on the season is now 5-2. It still sits 6 games back in the NL East standings, though. You got 2 more left in this series. They'll play a 4-game set in early September, and that's it for the year on the season series. So Mets running out of time here if they want to make up ground in the division. Buy or sell, Bob. The Mets will actually dominate the season series, but lose the division crown in the long run.
I'll buy that 100,000%, even though it's only 100% you can maximum go to. There's an old Def Leppard song called Too Late for Love, Too Late for Dominance in the head-to-head matchups. I mean, the Twins dominated the Orioles this year. Yep. They look like 27 Yankees. Now, they're both also Rans. 2 teams, by the way, I picked to win the division back in March. But anywho, not enough going to happen for the Mets. They're still, you know, in a pretty strong wild card situation, even though they've been a little bit shaky as of late. But Vientos is starting to heat up, and he's been quiet for most of this season. Mullins has been contributing to the cause. So the Mets will hang tight, but nah, they're toast in regards to the NL East. When we come back, talk about those Orioles. Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner. Birds lose a tough one last night, 4-3. Sagano, though, he's pitched really well as of late, well enough to get an extension from Mike Elias. Trevor Rogers obviously falls into that conversation, because who's next after Samu Basayo? And the return of Kyle Bradish means what? Not necessarily for this season, but for Mike Elias' offseason, if Bradish looks like he's 100% healthy and ready to rock.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.